Jennifer Page from Crush at Radio 1. It's 20 to 9. And now we're going to run out of time to talk about my buzzcock story, but we'll do it tomorrow. We've got time.
We've got loads of time.
My fantastic appearance on Never Mind the Buzzcocks on Friday, which was a highlight of my TV career. I was crap on it. I watched the editing back, and I didn't come across that badly, and I thought it was okay. But the brouhaha, the storm in a teacup that has just exploded about the whole buzzcocks thing, you would not believe. Unbelievable.
I've done it.
Did you enjoy it?
They cut all the best bits out. We had a right go at Cliff Richard, and they didn't use any of it.
Really? I was surprised. There was a couple of little lines they left in that I was quite surprised about. That were very, very funny. That I thought they might have chopped out, but they didn't. They left them in, so I was quite pleased about that. But did you enjoy yourself there?
Yeah, I had a laugh. They've just asked me to go back, actually.
Oh, really?
But I said no.
And by the way, can I just say that was nothing to do with me? Because I got a phone call yesterday about midday at home from Mark Lamar. Yeah, you know, and he phones me and goes, Chris Moyles. Yeah, Mark Lamar. So I'm like, hello? I'm thinking, how does it, and I'm, first of all, I'm thinking, no, that's not Mark Lamar, it's somebody messing about. And he goes, what have you been slugging this off for? What have you been saying about us? What's wrong with you? And I'm going, there's nothing wrong with me, what are you talking about? And he goes, you've been slugging this off, blah, blah, blah. I said, have you been listening to the show? No. Well, you know, well, have you heard me talk? No. Well, listen, all I said was, I was did buzzcocks the other night, I was crap on it, but watch the show on Friday, because I'm told in editing I'll come across okay. You know, what are we saying? You said we treated you badly. No, I didn't. I actually made a point of saying I was treated very well. I said Sean Hughes completely ignored me, didn't even speak to me whatsoever, didn't even acknowledge me. I said that you didn't really say much to me. Well, what do you want to say? I said, hello, what do you want to say? I said, calm down, mate. I'm not having a go. I saw, you know, Mark Lamar said hello before rehearsal, and then I didn't see him until the end of the show, and then he came and goes, what the world did he was it? And that was about it. Well, that was all right, wasn't it? I said, well, yeah. But I was saying, the whole point of me going under the air about it was because I was crap on it. Well, what's this about one of our guests pulling out because you told him not to do it? I'm going, what are you talking about? Apparently one of the guests has pulled out and it's because of your fault. I'm like, who's that? It's one of the girls from All Saints. I can't remember which one. Well, who's the one that goes out with Jamie Thigston?
Oh, Natalie.
Natalie. And he goes, Nat's from All Saints. I'm going, like, I know her from All Saints well enough to ring up and go, that day of the show, love, right? It's really rubbish. I don't even know her. I'd love to know her that well. And I said, I haven't said dick to anybody. What are you talking about? What offer do you have? I said, no, I haven't heard anything. Seriously, mate, I've not said anything, right? You know, I think you're a funny guy. I haven't said, what I said was, I was crap. I was treated very well. Sean Hughes didn't speak to me, and I didn't really get a chance to speak to you much. Right, well, I heard differently. Well, I never said it. Right. I said, are you all right then now? Yeah. So you don't hate me now? And he goes, no.
Nice that he cares, though, isn't it?
So anyway, the recording last night at BBC TV Centre, our spies were there, and the good thing about doing a show like this is the audience, you know, if they like you, then they kind of stick up for you. And I'm the brunt of all the gags on this week's Never Mind the Buzzcocks. And they put up a very flattering photograph of me at the beginning, apparently, and they refer to me all the way through the show. And that's great.
Thanks for the publicity.
Thank you very much for the publicity. And everybody watched the show on Friday and the repeat on Saturday. I don't mind. You want to do it? You're talking about me every week. More than pleased.
You've just given them loads of publicity.
Absolutely. You watch the show. Watch the show at home. I've got no axe to grind about Never Mind the Buzzcocks. The Jonathan Ruffle, the guy producing the show, asked me to come back on the show. And the Mark Lamar phones me up. I don't know the guy. Don't phone me up at home, you scumbag. What's wrong with you? Calm down. You've been in stand-up comedy for 10 years. I'm some crappy disc jockey who was normally on at 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you getting your knickers in a twist for? You're a very funny man, Mark. You're very, very successful. You've made a lot of money and made love to a lot of women that you really, I can't believe, would have happened normally if it hadn't been on the telly. So you've had a great life. And then you phone me up at home, giving me crap, and then you're taking me off. Not slagging anybody off. Listen to the show, Mark. If anybody's listening who knows Mark, listen, tell him. I think he's, you know, I don't know much about him. I didn't really get a chance to talk to him. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I think he's very, very funny. And he slept with some women that I'd never get to sleep with, so I respect him for that. But calm down. Sean Hughes, I've no opinion of Sean Hughes whatsoever. The guy didn't speak to me. I don't really care. Couldn't give a rat's ass. Phil Jupitus, I think he's a nice guy. Vic Reeves was really nice when he was on the show. Everybody was good. Everybody was really, really nice. The writers and everybody on the show. And by the way, the writers don't put a lot of effort. No, that's wrong. I don't mean that. It's all scripted and stuff. That's the whole point I was trying to make. But they were treating me very well. I was very happy. And then you'll see on this week's show, they bitch about me. At the warm-up, before they started recording, Mark Lamar goes, by the way, if you see him, kick his effing head in. Well, what a nice thing to say. It's nice to see that you're not. What's wrong with you? Just because when he did a show on radio when he was about as popular as Hitler, I mean, I don't know what the problem is. If you want to play, if you want to come and have a war, we'll have a war. But I'm telling you now, I'll win. I don't really want a war because I like you. I think you're all a nice bunch of people, right? Good. Okay, it's 9:15. Simon May will be here at 9 o'clock this morning.
Warm and friendly.
Well, you know, I think so.
That's what I like.
I was just shocked.
Cue applause, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. We have a female working on a show called Lynn. Man, she's sexy.
Stop saying we have a female, as if it's like, look, one of those.
They never let us have females on the show.
I know, we don't.
Don't get close to any women on the show, what have you know?
That's what Andy Parfitt, the big boss upstairs, says.
She's lovely.
She's lovely. And I just said to her, I said, we should go out together, because she's recently been singled, as they say.
Dumped is another word.
Yeah, and I think what you need, Lynn, what you need is you need a big man like myself to look after you.
Look, you are going out with Billy.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Leave
it. Well, you know, she's not here. I'm a rock and roll showbiz disc jockey, I don't care. I don't mind sleeping with you and Billy.
She wouldn't be interested in you. She's not short sighted.
Do you mind?
Anyway, it's time to play Viaduct. Do you mind?
Lynn, you and me and Billy. and Clive Warren. It'll be the strangest foursome in the world, but we're getting the papers.
Lynn, optician's appointment today.
Okay, I'm
will you shut up? I'm trying to pull Lynn.
Would you play Viaduct?
Watch this, watch. Lynn, you've got lovely eyes.
Play Viaduct.
You fat freak.
Hoo-ha!
Lynn goes, Chris, yeah? Shut up, fatty, it's not going to happen. Hello, Mick. Good. Hello, David.
Oh, hi.
Heidi, hi to you too. How are you?
Hoo-ha, everybody
to you.
Hoo-ha, everybody.
let me just see if Mick's there. Mick, you there?
Hoo-ha,
He's there.
Hoo-ha.
Mick is our reigning champion. Good morning, how are you?
All right, mate. All right, how's trapping women going?
How's what?
You're failing miserably there, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
Lynn. Well,
Lynn. Watch this, Mick. Mick, watch this.
What, go on.
Lynn.
How can I watch you on the radio?
Lynn.
Yeah?
I love you.
Play Viaduct.
Lynn.
Mick's talking to you.
Oh.
Lynn.
Yeah.
Forget him. Come with me, though.
Sorry?
She doesn't even understand what you're talking about, Mick. She doesn't even understand what you're saying.
Well, from up north.
You don't...
You only get big men up north.
Lynn, stay away from him. He's evil.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a devil. He's a Satan. Satan.
Born a Satan.
You know, junkie worshipping devil lover.
Hey, that's slander.
Is it? I don't
I'm
care.
I'm not a junkie.
You're a devil worshipper.
Yeah, I'm devil worshipper.
All right. So Mick is our reigning champion. He's playing today against the lovely David. Hello, David.
Hi.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great.
Okay, good. Now, were you taking any photos yesterday?
No, I wasn't. A day off yesterday.
Day off. This is the famous David, by the way, our photographer, David. Listen, Mark Goody is next door, so if you do a good job on the show today, he might take you on and look after you.
Oh, right, okay.
And believe you me, if an ex-radio and disc jockey looks after your career, it's very lucrative.
All right, and I've actually been on Simon Mayer's programme as well.
What?
I've been on Simon Mayer's programme as well.
Have you really?
Yeah, Dead or Alive as well.
Right, and what were you?
I came second.
Came second?
Yeah, on Dead or Alive.
No. Well, you might come first today.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say.
Yes.
Okay. What are you going to do for the day? I'm just going to have a little chat with you. I know we're supposed to do Viaduct, but I just want to have... Any plans for today?
Yes, I'm going to take some photos today, and then have go to the road show tomorrow.
You're going to the road show tomorrow?
In Bonus and Windermere.
Beg your pardon?
In Bonus and Windermere.
Oh, of course, right, yeah.
Yes.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to try and get on stage tomorrow. Can you put in a good word for me?
No. listen, you're my star, you're my bitch, I'm making you a celebrity, right?
Okay.
You work for me, okay?
Yes, I will, yeah.
All right, we're going to get you on this show every day. You're going to be on our road show.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay.
Yes.
You can do, we can have, you know, Scatman David.
All right.
Yeah. Can you go, skip, I'm a scat man? Can you do that?
No, I can't.
Go on, have a go,
I'm a scat man.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. Right, okay.
Are we going to play Viaduct now?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
No, I just want to talk to David.
And
another thing.
You know when you did the breakfast show last?
Yeah.
You missed out one person who used to do the Radio 1 breakfast show. And you know who it is? Mike Reed.
Yes. Yeah, the guy from EastEnders, of course.
No, the Mike Reed who used to play the guitar on Radio 1.
Right, okay.
275 and 285, yeah. Mike Reed, National Radio 1.
Yes.
Is that the one?
Yes, it is.
David, have you ever had sex in your life at all?
No, I haven't, no.
No, really? Okay, well, listen, I will find you a woman.
Okay.
For the road show next week, I will find you a beautiful, stunning woman who will love you for the man that you are.
All right, okay.
Can we play Viaduct now, please? I'm going to make this guy start. Seriously, this guy's going to have his own TV show by Christmas.
All right, okay.
The Queen's speech is going to be on BBC One. This guy's going to be on ITV, and no one's going to be watching the Queen. They'll all be watching David.
All right.
We should be the same thing. I'm not sure yet. I still need to work that out.
Please, can we play Viaduct?
And I'm going to be in your hometown next week.
Please,
Viaduct. Okay.
All right, David, we'll have a little drink after the show.
Okay.
All right. Mick. Mick.
What?
Please win.
Oh, God.
Don't let him beat you, whatever you do. Right. Here's the idea. We ask Mick a question, he doesn't answer it, then we ask David a question, he answers with the answer from the previous question, and so on and so forth. It's called Viaduct. Here we go. Mick, the James Whale Show is hosted by James who? David, name the host of the talk show Vanessa.
Whale.
Mick, who hosts The Big Breakfast with Johnny Vaughan?
Vanessa Feltz.
David, small blue bird, tea, something tea.
Bennington?
That's right. Mick, Miss Piggy's little green sidekick is called Kermit the what? David, famous Brummie comedian, Jasper who?
The frog.
Mick, another word for poo, see something AP.
Carrot.
David, Weight Watchers is a club for people who are too what?
Fat.
Oh! No! You haven't won, you get it wrong.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what a shame, we're all devastated.
Oh, no.
But thank you for having a crack.
Okay, right, okay.
Okay, and we'll speak to you sometime in the show tomorrow.
Okay, right,
only
okay.
Because I think you'll love it. And listen, all right, I'll sort you out in the woman department.
Okay, right, that'd be great.
Right, if that's what you want.
Yes, please.
Okay, all right, no problem.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Mick, well done. Even Mick's speechless.
Oh, come on.
Don't you mean?
What a come star.
On. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
David, he's still there? No, he's gone now.
He's gone.
He's cut him off.
Yeah.
Bye. You know what? Hey, Miles.
What?
I can remember him on Simon Mayo, actually.
You can you really?
He was in bits as well. He couldn't handle him.
I tell you what, I'm going to make this guy a star. This guy is going to be the most famous man in the world by the time I finish with him.
Dale Winton's out of a job for a star, isn't
he? I tell you what, this guy is going to be so famous. Every day we're going to have him on the show. We're going to have him on the road show every day as well. And I swear to God, right, he's going to be like a Hollywood lover. Melinda Messenger will dump her boyfriend and go off with this David guy. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. Well, well done, you're still our reigning champion on Viaduct. We'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Mate.
Have fun.
See you, Mick.
Cheerio.
Bye. Bye. Right, it's 10 to 9 on The Breakfast Show on Radio 1.
Okay, let's win to kill a bad guy. Guess a Christensen.
Apollo 440 at Radio 1, a former record of the week when we did this show last.
Yeah.
When we did the breakfast show last, this was single of the week, and now, where is it in the charts?
Number 6.
Second highest new entry.
This is somewhere in the top 10.
Mm. Thank you very much.
Right, and that's nothing to do with the fact that I bunged Mark Goodyear a couple of grand, all right? Nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Don't tell people that he makes it up.
I'm sorry. Apollo 440 and Lost in Space. We're supposed to be speaking to Zoe Ball live from her hotel in Morecambe right now. But surprisingly, and I know this all comes as a shock to many people, we can't get hold of her. So we will definitely speak to her after this. All right?
Rain over northern Scotland, scattered showers in the west, elsewhere bright and mainly dry. It's going to be windy with gales in the north, but those winds will die down later. The top temperature today, 18 Celsius, 64 Fahrenheit. That's the news from Radio 1. There's more at 9:30.
Shh, Billy, keep it down. What's wrong with you? I know it's cold in here, but you're just taking the mic out.
That was not me. No.
Billy!
Stop!
Stop it!
Stop it!
Does she want a paracetamol?
I think she does. Have you got a headache?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Story of my life.
Well, right. Surprised being in there with you.
What do you, Richard, what do you mean? I'm very nice. Billy, tell him what a lovely, charming man I am.
He's gorgeous.
See you, Richard.
gorgeous but patronising.
I am not patronising. That means talking down to somebody, by the way. Billy.
I know what it means.
I'm joking. I'm only jealous because Greg asked you out and he said yes and you wouldn't say no and I asked you to. Why do you want to go out with Greg anyway?
So auntie.
No. Hey. God. Richard, tomorrow.
Later.
Are we going for breakfast?
Yeah, I owe you one, because you actually bought me breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, I
Hallelujah.
Did.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Billy, do you want to come for breakfast with us? And Richard Evans, the newsreader?
Yeah, of course I will, yeah. Definitely.
There you go. Richard?
I'm a bit of a disappointment in the flesh.
Oh, really?
Hey, listen, don't knock it. When was the last time you were seen out in public with a woman? Don't push it, Richard. I'll see you at 9 o'clock.
He's not a doctor, or I must be a bat. Because his grief leaves an aftermath. Some people say that he's a neuropath. That's a person with a nervous disorder.
Rough.
They call him Chris Moyles, the savior of Radio 1.
It's 25 to 9 on Radio 1. Good morning. What a professional.
He's very good, he'll give you
just like your mother.
Some people say that he's a psychopath, but he never harms puppies or babies. They call him Chris Moyles, the savior of Radio 1.
Everybody in the UK is listening to this show is going to love me now. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I, Chris Moyles, even though I'm only fitting in on the breakfast show, it's not my show, I'm just merely flat-sitting. I'm going to change today and make it an even better day. It's Wednesday, it's midweek, it's that wobbly day.
Yeah.
It's not the start of the week, it's not the end of the week, so you're in the middle.
Mm.
September as well. It's horrible weather. It's not a lot going on.
Yeah, it's not summer nor winter.
I'm going to burp. So what I thought we'd do...
Stop her.
I'd make it Christmas Day! Hey! And let's have snowball fights with the croissants that were sent to us from Grigzini.
Oh, it's Christmas then, we're fighting already.
Christmas is over. Recorded live at Radio 1, the big one in Cardiff. Divine Comedy and Generation Peck. Right, I've got another one then.
Go on then.
Go on then. Knock him dead.
After the success of the last feature...
Sock it to us, Chris.
Which went down, and as Greg would say, which went down... No, I can't say that. I
can't say that.
Sweating like a what, Greg?
Oh.
No. this comes in from... who's it coming from? From Andy Reid. Which was sent to him by his mate Dirty Harry, by the sound of things. And they are the best excuses if you get caught sleeping at your work desk.
Okay.
Now, I think this is good, because you can come up with these at home or in the car and give us a ring on 0500 110 100 or fax us 0645 110 100 if you want. But don't email us, because I can't be bothered to check my email. Okay?
Mm.
And Greg's running out to the phones already, because he knows this is going to be a popular bit.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
So, the best excuses if you get caught sleeping at your desk. The coffee machine is broken.
Right.
They get better.
That's our standard for 10.
I'm starting with the worst and I'm moving upwards.
Mm. Right.
Keep going, baby.
A bit like Everton this season.
Man, that cold medicine I took last night just won't wear off.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, getting better.
I wasn't sleeping, I was trying to pick up my contact lenses without my hands. You could do that one.
I can do that.
Okay. Three so far. How dare you interrupt me? I'd almost figured out a solution to our biggest company problem. Okay.
Right.
Which is what?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Keep going, no one will notice.
Start the car!
Oh look, we've done a comedy cul-de-sac, everyone.
Kevin, I'm doing you a favour, you're sounding great now!
The best excuse is if you get caught sleeping at your desk.
Yes.
I'm not even going to continue.
Come on!
Oh, no!
Come
no.
on, wait, give us the last one, because that must be the best one.
Yeah.
They told me at the blood bank this might happen. See, this was funny when I read it. All right. I guess I left the top off the Tippex. None of these are working at all.
We've got a full board of calls, though.
I was testing the keyboard for drill resistance.
For what?
Dribble. Shut up! I can't, and I've had loads of sleep, I'm in a great mood, and we're crap. I've got any more.
The listener would better. Look, full board of calls. Play a record, we'll get some of their ideas.
No.
I'm
going to resign. Let's just put the tone out for the next 2 hours. Simon's on at 9 o'clock. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. See, even that's funnier than the bit we've just done.
I think you've been too hard on yourself.
You think so?
Yeah.
Right, well, why didn't you lie and laugh at some of them then? you know how it works. If something's not funny, but yeah, exactly. Yeah, right, shut up. Too late now. We'd like to know who's on Radio 1 for today.
Yes, please.
Here's Radio 1's top lineup for today. Thank you. At 9 o'clock, Sam and Mayo with Radio 1's greatest hits from history, years, another dose of knocking off. And God of the Week is Barry Norman.
Hey!
At 12 o'clock, Joe Wilder with Lunchtime Social. And at 2 o'clock, the funniest man in the world, Mark Radcliffe and Lard.
Hey!
Radio 1 from 4 o'clock this afternoon. At 4 o'clock, Dave Pearce, enjoy it while you can with Radio 1's Most Wanted in the Mix at 6. After Newsbeat and Steve Lamacq in the evening session at 6:30 with the launch of Sound City and Shed 7 and the audience performing live at the Riverside in Newcastle. Marianne Hubs at 10:30 with Annette 11:45 on the choicest of late night music cuts. Hey. And then Giles Peterson, I've never heard him, but I've heard he's very good, at midnight tonight. That's Radio 1. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Right, okay. Shall we play true or false?
Yes, please.
Line 1, hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry, right? Now, we need the first caller on true or false. Greg, what do you tell the callers?
To be up and lively if you want to get through.
Okay.
And if you're not, we'll cut you off.
Here we go, then. Line 1, hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad.
What's your name?
Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda.
You missed me.
Oh, is it Rhonda, Rhonda?
It's yeah. Rhonda, Rhonda.
Oh, Rhonda. Right, we'll come to you last. Right, so we're gonna have to go to line 1 last.
Okay.
Because it's Rhonda.
Oh, Rhonda.
Remember, Rhonda.
As in Rhonda Valley.
Line 2.
Come on!
What's your name?
Sam.
Where are you calling from?
Nuneaton.
Yes. How old are you, Sam?
I'm 30.
Well, never mind.
Come on.
Yeah, all right. Who would you like your true or false question from?
You.
Comedy Dave, okay.
True or false, Jerry Halliwell's Union Jack dress has been bought by a Singaporean businessman who'll use it to set up his new band, The Rice Girls.
False.
It's true, I'm afraid.
Right. False.
It's true.
It's not. It's
bye.
False. No, not yet.
Cut her off.
Chris, it's Boxing Day. Day what? Yesterday.
It's what?
Boxing Day.
What are you talking about?
It was Christmas Day yesterday.
No, it wasn't, love. That was a joke. It
yes,
was just
it's
a bit.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, but you shouldn't take everything I say seriously.
Oh, that means I could put my toys away now.
Okay.
Bye.
Do you drink a lot, love?
No, not
right.
at all.
Right, I think you should start.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't like her.
It's not even just us. Even the listeners are rubbish this morning. Line 3, hello. Oh, no, hang on. Line 3, hello.
Come on.
Come on, what's your name?
John.
Calling, where are you calling from?
Wolverhampton.
Whereabouts in Wolverhampton?
Wentfield.
Well, oh, my mind me. Don't mess with him. Who'd you like your true or false question for? Ben.
Just
ask him a question, Ben.
True or false, Monica Lewinsky's press agent has denied it was all a cunning stunt.
False.
It's true, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay, bye-bye. Line 4, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what's your name?
Michelle.
Whatever. Who'd you like your true or false question from? Dave. All right, then, off you go, Dave.
True or false, carrots can see in the dark.
True.
It's false, they haven't even got eyes, they can't see in the daylight.
Yeah.
Don't be horrible.
Michelle's not laughing at all, is she?
I was.
Right.
Good, bye-bye. And finally, back to line one. Hello, line one.
Hello.
Rhonda, I really do mean it this time. Please help me, Rhonda.
I'll try.
How old are you?
21.
And where are you calling from?
Arbroath.
And tell all the nice ladies and gentlemen at home what you look like.
5'2", size 10, auburn hair, blue eyes. Average, really.
How can you be 5'2" and 5'10" at the same time?
5'2"
size 10.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, indeed, and I'm stupid. And what do you do for a living, Rhonda?
I'm a stripper.
Hey! Are you a good stripper?
Very good.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, then?
Why not?
Do you want to do it tomorrow morning?
Oh, go on, then.
Yeah?
All right.
Can we put her up in a hotel tonight or some Scooby B&B? She can stay at your place, Ben, on the couch. Like where most women stay when they go around to your place.
Hey? Not if he's going to bore me to death.
Woo! Well, whose house would you like to stay at, given a choice?
Greg's.
Greg's?
Yeah.
She'll be very disappointed. They'll be all over you. But like brushing your hair and going, you're right. Can I get you anything? I know Judge Jules, you know. That's what he's like. So come down tomorrow and strip for us.
Oh, why not?
Yeah? And then Dave will do it for you.
Well, yeah.
Greg?
I don't know what any of yous look like, so...
Oh, Greg is very, very attractive. He would be so...
He's a bald, big-eared cunt, so...
No, well, you know, he is bald and big-eared. Thank you very much. Speak to you later. Bye-bye. Right, it's 12 minutes to wait. This is the new song from 911.
Elsewhere, they will probably be in France.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 1:30.
Oh, Katie, newsreader, lady.
You don't make it very easy, do you?
I beg your pardon?
You don't make it very easy, do you?
Are you talking to me or Ben?
I am talking to you.
Okay.
Your show.
What do you mean?
You're the main man.
Why don't I... Exactly. Why don't I make it very easy?
Well, just, you know, introducing me in that fashion. Everybody knows it's not true.
Katie and Benjamin sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Oh, dear.
Get it back together, you two. You'd make a lovely snobby couple.
Oh, Chris.
I say, Benji, should we go out to La Gavroche for dinner? No, Katie, let's go to the Ivy. Why don't we bring our friends Charles and Monica and they can come with us? That's a spiffing idea, Benjamin.
That's uncanny, isn't it, Katie?
It is. That is so alike how we are together.
If you did get back together, would you invite us round for dinner?
No. What the hell? No one of us anywhere near that house.
No way.
No.
They have, like, proper napkins and everything right now.
Benji, love! I think we need to go off and do some shopping. Oh, shall we go to Tesco's? Balls to that! Let's go to Harrods!
No, Fortnum and Mason.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
you
say. Oink. Only oinks go to Harrods.
I think we need a car to go shopping. Shall I phone a taxi? Oh, no! Phone Limos R Us. They're a lot bigger, and I like them big and expensive.
I think I'll just get you to drive me around, Chris.
You'd be seen dead in a normal car, you big posh newsreading lady.
This is the man who has never taken a bus anywhere in his life.
I have. I took it to the gym one day. With you two, you can't laugh. You it's two true. Were on the bus as well.
But you were moaning because it didn't stop right outside.
Well, if that's what taxis do, why can't buses do the same? You get in a taxi, tell him where you want to go, he drops you to the door. Get on a bus, he'd drop me to the door as well.
Those big red taxis you have to share with people.
Yeah, those two floored red taxis.
Yeah. And other people get on, it's ridiculous.
Other people get on, it's ridiculous, isn't it, Katie darling? Oh, yes, biffingly ridiculous, Benji.
Sometimes you are very, very, very funny. Even my cousin likes you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, she doesn't listen to the radio.
Oh, is she posher than you?
No.
Even my cousin likes you.
There
who's
isn't,
that?
There
who's
isn't,
to your cousin? The
anyone.
Queen.
Yes, that's right. Princess Anne.
Princess Anne. Horsey.
Yes.
Well, have fun, posh lady.
All right, and speak to you soon.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
See you, love. All right.
Bye.
Hey, I can be a bit of rough.
Radio 1.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1. Just lie back and enjoy it, ladies.
More prizes to give away. Meanwhile, here's Jamiroquai and Cosmic Girl.
Yes.
I'm gonna hit 'em, 'cause it was called a
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Latricia McNeil, and Someone Loves You, Honey. And before that was Space and the Ballad of Tesco's Tesco's. It's 7:18 exactly on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show on Monday morning. Hello. And I'm Chris, the saviour of early morning radio. Right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, go on.
Great. For the first time ever on British radio, we've got two brand new characters on the show. We've got Cheryl and the frog.
And what is Cheryl?
Cheryl is a crow. And it's a glove puppet. And here it is.
Hello, everyone.
And Kermit is not Kermit the Frog, the American one. It's no. Kermit the Frog from Manchester. I am kid. Right?
Yeah.
And it's time for the first ever glove puppets on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Well, the first real live glove puppets on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Here we go.
Hey, good morning, Cheryl.
Hello.
Hey, did you have a nice night last night?
I had a lovely night, thank you very much.
What did you do?
Well, I went to see that new film, Something About Mary.
What, with Lee Evans?
No, just me and the wife.
Hey, I went out for a restaurant last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
What did you have?
I had Chinese.
How was it?
Lovely.
Do you think this works on the radio?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course it works on the radio. To imagine, you've got to imagine that you can see the puppets at home, right? Not at home, but you know what I mean, right? If you're in the car, just, you know, don't close your eyes, but, you know, picture the scene. Here we go. Next scene.
Oh, hello there, Cheryl Clow.
Hello there, Kermit. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. And, hey, you'll never believe what happened last night. I was in a pub.
Yes.
And there's a man at the bar, and he's staggering all over the place.
Oh, yes.
So I went up to the barman, and he said, yes, mate. I said, oh, I'll have what he's just had.
Oh, what happened?
He punched me in the face.
Yeah. What is wrong with you? It's a funny idea. Puppets on the radio. I could hide, right?
Yeah, you under, hide.
I
under
hide
desk.
Under the desk,
you
like this.
That'll make it better.
Yeah. Yes, right. Yeah, watch. Just watch.
Okay. I can still see your head.
No, well, don't look. I'm, hang on. Right, watch this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's very nice to be here.
Sometimes it's nice to be over here.
But most of the time, it's nice to be here. It's a little joke I like to do from time to time.
There you go. How about that?
I can't believe that you actually moved the puppet away from the microphone to do that.
Because game. I'm professional. I am a fantastic puppeteer. I have done many puppets in my lifetime, but not that I'd like to talk about it now on the radio. Thank you very much.
Book now to avoid disappointment.
Yes. What is wrong with you? What?
It's rubbish.
It's not rubbish.
It is.
Puppets are the future of radio.
You reckon?
Yes, absolutely.
Do it with drinking a bottle of beer, then.
I don't have any beer. But if I did, I would do that as well. A bottle of gear. Right, Kermit here can recite the alphabet, and my lips won't move. You watch this, you'll be astounded at the fantasticness of my puppeteering. Watch this. Watch very closely. Can you see Kermit's lips?
Yeah,
yes, I can
see
yeah.
Kermit's lips.
Hello, Kermit.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
That's rubbish.
Shut up. It's not rubbish. Kermit.
Yes?
Can you recite... Oh, you got a bit of hair on you. Can you recite the alphabet?
I certainly can.
Hey, good. Hey.
Yeah,
mm. Go on
then.
A. B.
You can't put your hand over your mouth so that we can't see it moving.
Why not?
Because it's cheating.
All right, okay, all right. Can you recite the alphabet, Kermit?
I certainly can.
Go on, then.
A. A.
You can't turn your head either.
Us. What?
A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M. N. O. P. Q R S T U V W X Y Z.
Hey, thank you very much. I am victorious.
What
I am
the second letter in the alphabet. Again?
It was me. There you go. And if you'd like some ventriloquist tips, then please feel free to phone up. You can do it as well if you've got any glove puppets at home
or in the car.
Yeah, feel free to phone us from your car and recite the alphabet in puppet styley. All right.
Mm.
Good. It's Liam Gallagher's birthday today.
Yay!
He's 26 years old. Yay! And to celebrate his birthday, he's going to put on some shabby clothes and go down the pub. Just to be different.
Chris?
Yes, Kermit.
What time is it?
Oh, it's 7:22.
Thank you.
It's no problem. Voices and roll with it. And it's Liam's birthday today.
He's 26.
What?
He's 26.
He is 26. He's a year and a half older than us.
I know.
And he's a multi-millionaire.
Well, when we're 26, we'll be multi-millionaires, maybe, no. Perhaps, I'm thinking.
Why, are we leaving?
Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
Yes, Ben.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome onto the show, Slime Ball, who's a
Hello! Hello, my name's Slime Ball. And I'm going down here in one at the moment, and I'm not getting anywhere because of bloody traffic.
It's a puppet, it's a puppet. Hang on, let me get Kermit going. Hang on.
Hello, Kermit!
Switch your radio off, you tippy tart, by the way.
Okay, hang on a second, right. My co-driver is useless.
Just switch the radio off, you.
Right.
Right. Say hello to Kermit.
Hello, Kermit.
Hello, darling, how are you?
I'm fine, what are you doing?
I've just told you to switch the radio off, you daft cow, are you deaf?
I can't turn it.
Switch the radio off!
Radio's off, you daft bugger!
Hey, leave that language.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey, guess what, Kermit?
What?
I'm stuck behind a girl in a car, yeah, and she's got great big...
Oi! You can't say things like that on the radio.
All right, I'm sorry. And do you know registration of the car?
No, not particularly. Where are you going, anyway?
I think we're going to Berkshire. I'm nearly pushed me van.
And what are you going to Berkshire for?
Because I got to deliver this situation.
Is this funny?
Well, he was going to do the alphabet.
Oh, really? Right.
Alphabet.
Can you do the alphabet, love?
Yeah, I can. All right, hang on.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
A, B, C, D, E, F, J, H, I,
E, F, J. What? Hello?
J, I said J.
Yeah, after F.
S, G. C, H, I, J.
He's done J twice now.
K, L, M, N, O, P, Q.
Got Scottish.
T U V W X Y.
I saw your lips move on W.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I saw your lips move. You get cut off. Sorry about that.
No.
Bye bye. Right, let's not do any more puppeteering on the radio. It's time to play True or False. Hey. Line one. Hello.
Hello.
Good. What's your name?
Sarah.
Where are you calling from, Sarah?
I'm calling from Quarndon.
Which school are you going to today?
Ecclesbourne.
Oh, I used to go there.
No, you didn't.
Oh, you're right. I didn't know. Who would you like a true or false question from? Me, Comedy Dave, or Ben?
You, please.
Me. True or false? Robbie Williams is known as Nobby to all his friends because of his fixation for doorknobs.
True.
It's false, I'm afraid. He's known as Rob.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Line two, hello.
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 What's your name?
Gordon.
Where are you calling from, Gordon?
Dundee.
Dundee?
Yep.
Gordon. Gordon.
Gordon, yeah.
Gordon.
Yeah,
okay, Gordon. Okay. I say I can't roll my arse.
Chris.
I can't do it. Gordon. Stop showing off. Gordon. Anyway, which school do you go to?
Everyone a winner, eh?
Good. And who would you like to throw a false question from? Me, Ben, or Dave?
Comedy Dave,
all right.
True or false? Denise Van Outen is to host a new BBC archaeology programme entitled Boners.
True.
It's false.
Oh, bye bye.
See ya.
Line three, hello.
Come on.
What's your name?
It's Daniel Kim.
Where are you calling from?
Leamington Spa.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
What's your favourite Spice Girls record?
The one with the spaceship flying around.
The one with the spaceship flying around. I love that one. The one with the spaceship flying around. Love it. Who'd you like your true or false question from?
I think I've only got Ben, haven't I?
Ben, all right then.
True or false? There is a thin line between being a fisherman and standing on a riverbank looking stupid.
That would be true.
It's false, I'm afraid.
Oh! Bye-bye. Line four, hello.
Come on!
Come on!
Hello!
Hello! What's your name?
It's Katie.
How old are you, Katie?
15.
What school do you go to?
Ben Hill Primary School. Comprehensive School.
Okay, good.
Chris, can I just say,
I love you. Oh, I love you too.
And I think what they're doing to your Nevermind the Buzzcocks is really out of order.
Who cares?
Because I really love you, and I think it's really out of order. I'm going to go and punch that bloody Mortimer. He's a divot.
Okay, all right, yeah. You go and do that, I don't mind.
I will.
Okay, do you want his address?
I'll find out where he lives.
I've got his address if you want it.
Cool.
Okay, I'll read it on the air later.
All right then.
But whatever you do, don't send things around to his house like skips or pizzas or taxis or anything like
all
that.
Right, okay.
Or removal vans, because that would be really childish. But his address is. No, who would you like a true or false question from?
You, please.
Okay. True or false, there is a very, very thin line on this piece of paper.
True.
It is true. Number two, yeah! True or false. You've got to get three right to win.
Oh.
Number two, true or false, Cilla Black likes to smear cheese over her breast to keep her husband happy.
True.
It's false, I'm
afraid. No.
She's taking this defeat a little seriously, isn't she?
Chris,
Have
you
an autograph? No, I'm dyslexic, so
I
can't.
Oh, please.
Oh, all right, maybe I'll get one of my lackeys to do it for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Would you like anything else while you're on?
Well, not anything that I could say over the air, I don't think.
Well, I see. What, you want some drugs?
No.
Right, okay. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day at school.
Bye.
See you later, babe. Bye. See you later, darling.
See you later, darling.
See you, baby. Are you all right?
Yeah,
bye. Bye. I think I pulled.
Hey, in there.
Oh, she's still there. Maybe we could go out on a date.
Yeah, I wish so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Keep wishing. Right, all right, okay. Then. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
All right, then, bye-bye.
It's 14 minutes to 8. I am Chris Moyles, the Love King. It's a new record from a new band called U2, and I reckon they're going to be very, very popular.
Big stars in the
very,
future.
Very big hit. And it's called Pride, brackets, in the name of love, close brackets.
No brackets, no points.
What?
No brackets, no points. That's what Mr. Mayo always used to say.
What?
Simon Mayo used to say, open brackets, close brackets. Then, no brackets, no points. Don't you remember that?
Yes. Oh, right, on the Mystery Years thing, on the Golden Hour.
I was off that day.
Rare. As soon as Richard Evans says now, the rest of the show, we will all be Cockneys.
Now.
Three for a pound! Three for a pound! Here, see what I'm going to do for you?
I'm
not going to play you one song before
nothing.
The other club. I'm not going to play
nothing.
You two songs.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to play possibly three or four. I have not decided yet, madam. And by the way, I like your plums. I tell you what.
Cheeky.
Here.
Oh, you're cheeky.
You would not believe who I had in the back of my cab yesterday.
Who's you having to bet your cab?
I don't even drive a cab, mate.
Not a
cab at all. He's a mother brown.
Has someone left the top off a pot of glue in the corner of the studio this morning or something?
Oh, I can't understand a word he's saying. Are you foreign? Posh. Where are you from?
Me?
Yeah.
Selassie.
Is that Welsh?
Where is that then? Is that South London, is it? Hey? Is that Essex? Hey? Is it?
Blimey.
Start the car. Here. It's quick. It's the Rozzers.
Put a record on.
It's just the little things.
What, mate?
The incidental sits like you wouldn't even notice when you really turn me on.
Sewing, she's a tasty bird here.
She's a proper
bird. She is a proper tasty sort.
I'd have a bit of Branston pickle with her.
Now, I'm telling you what now, mate, right? Saffron from Republica, right? She's a classy bird, right? Seriously, she's one of those ladies you've got to take your time. You've got to wine her and dine her before you do her, right? Seriously, mate, she's a classy bird. You've got to look after a woman like that, right? Like, with the respect that they deserve, right?
Like a car.
Right? Yeah, and if you get a leg over, right, that's a bonus, isn't it? You know what I mean? You've got to think like that.
It's a what? A bonus?
It's a bonus.
Loves you. Loves you. Of course I loves you. Buys you fish and chips, don't I?
Yeah, right, whatever. So, here, it's Simon. Hi, Simon, mate.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, Keisha, yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, everything going all right, yeah?
Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, not bad.
Good, apart from phone number.
What?
The phone number, you idiot!
I don't know what you're talking about then, do I?
Right, 0500...
110, one ton.
One ton, that's it, right? Yeah, I don't realise, isn't it?
Oh, yeah,
right?
Molly.
If you want to phone us up, right, 0500, right, 110, one ton. That's the number, right? You see, it's his number, it's the geezer number. Right, go to the phones, right? Go to the dog and bone, speak to the,
Jesus.
The lunters, punters. Right. Hello, Kevy.
All right, Geezer.
All right, Geezer. Where are you calling from?
Birmingham,
right, yeah. That's North London, isn't it?
Nah. The Midlands.
It's Midlands, right? Never been there, mate. Never been outside the sound of bow bells.
You haven't been outside, have you? You should come down. Got the best team in the Midlands there.
Yeah. That's a cracking Cockney accent you got there, mate.
Yeah, I know.
It's Kevin too.
Have you ever been to London?
I've been down a few times to see Arsenal against Villa.
Simon Mayo, everybody.
Yeah, Simon Mayo's in, right? Don't say the Arsenal front of Farmer Mayo. He gets his goat up.
I was born in London. No one talks like this.
Course they do. I've seen EastEnders, right?
Hey, Simon.
Yeah, Simon, listen, Kevin.
Hey, Simon.
Hello?
They're going down.
Yeah, so you're a gooner in Birmingham, eh?
Nah, I'm a villain.
Right, you really sound like one.
I'm a Villa man.
Are you Birmingham or are you London or what?
Birmingham. Villa Football Club.
It's Boston.
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 Right, mate, go and have a few cobs and nets.
It's great, be prepared.
See you later. Cut him off, right. Here, geezer, Simon Mayo's in the house. There he is, right. Watch out. Easy. JC the Busy Bee. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks very much.
Right, because you're like Cockney now, aren't you? Where were you born and all that?
I was born in North London.
North London, right? Posh
North
area.
North London.
Whereabouts?
In Southgate.
Southgate?
South.
Yeah?
Gate.
Southgate.
You've got a T on the end, and it's S-A-R-F-G-A.
Southga.
That's right.
Right, is that right?
Southgate.
Here, cool blimey. No, he's at Mother Brown. Leave it out, cool blimey.
Spot the Northerner doing a London stereotype.
So it's rubbish. It's rubbish, right? I was, right, quite literally, right, born, right, in, right, the bloody Cockney East End thing. Right. Didn't mean to swear then, do apologise. Sorry about that. I'm very stressed out.
Nippers.
Yeah. I don't mean to upset the kiddies and all that, all the parents and that listening to the show, driving the kids into the school in their Cortinas, right, before they go down Brick Lane.
Brick Lane.
Brick Lane.
Is it raining bricks?
Brick Lane, right. Dad, I've got the market.
Hold on, a Brick Rain.
I've got load of lighters in the back of my car.
Do the
three for a pound. Three for a pound. £1, three lighters. Not like a pound for one. Three lighters, only £1. You give me one, right, £1, I'll give you three of my lighters.
Fair enough, that's a good deal, actually.
Yeah, right. So on the show today, right, Barry Norman's going to be on, isn't he? Right, I love him, right, he talks about films now, doesn't he?
Bazza.
Bazza Norman, right, as we call him around our place. Right. He gets free tickets for the cinema and everything, comes around our house, gives them to Mark Tracy.
Have you got any Chaz nice. And Dave?
Nah, they're from up north.
They're not there from...
They're pretend Cockneys, not real like me. And the mystery years, right, I'm going to have a guess.
Trailer trash.
Listen, I'm going to have a guess, right, mystery years, right. Alright, of course I've got psychic powers. Here we go, right, mystery years. Nice swallow.
You got constipation, that's what you got.
93.
93.
Yeah.
From Brick Wayne.
All right, leave it. Here. Right, Mayo. Outside now. You and me, right? I love you, right? Come and have a go if you think you're old enough.
Is that you'll have me the way Comedy Dave was talking about having a girl?
No, mate. I'll go. Here, you and me, right? Feisty cuffs.
Can I go on True or False tomorrow?
You certainly can, mate. No problem.
Just as long as you don't swear.
Okay, I would never swear. Thanks for bringing that up.
No, I was just...
You're dead men, right?
Oh, I'm dead again, am I?
Right, when you start your show and go round your ass to say Hillary, right, yeah. I'm going to tell her, right, to damn
she'll say,
you.
Are you that Chinese guy from Brick Wayne? I'll have a sweet and sour and a prawn one time.
Yeah, all right,
you.
Leave it out. I do believe I failed you. This is our beautiful big city.
Never mind.
Easy, right? Sarah McLachlan, big single of the week. And it's called Adia, right? It's 21st September. Simon, you like that, didn't you?
Will you still be like this tomorrow? Or will you?
No, back to normal tomorrow, because it'll be a decent program. Program.
A Cockney with a lisp as well. And...
Yeah, I'm going down Brick Wayne.
I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Oh, I better go next door. This is your tune.
It is my tune. Look, it is my tune, isn't it? Ben Simon, see you on the flip side of nine. Right? Thanks for listening to the show today, despite the fact that it's rubbish. And tomorrow, right, I promise, right, I will work my socks off to give you a fantastic show. Right, Ben?
Right.
Right. We've got a Top of the Pops competition.
Yeah.
Competition. To win VIP ticket. Shut up. We're almost finished.
Oh, yeah.
And then Mel B from Spice School is going to be on the phone. Right.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Quig.
Later.
Ben.
Sorted.
Which Nevins? Comedy Dave.
Bye.
All my listeners. Right. All the family. Right. Respect you and all that. And now it's time for me to guess the mystery years with my favourite ever DJ. Simon Mayo, 9 o'clock.
Simon Mayo. Radio 1.
About 3 seconds.
The mystery years.